Introduction. Unless you say it, no one will know what you want. Communication is so important. Whether it's verbal or nonverbal, how well we use it determines how well we get along with other people. Also, it has to happen because how else can we live together and move forward as a society? It seems pretty easy. Just tell people what you want or need, and they'll know. But many of us don't do that because we are shy or feel bad about ourselves. The book by Lyle Lowndes is for anyone who thinks they don't have enough confidence to talk to other people. There are times when you don't even need a lot of willpower to start a good conversation. Instead, you should learn how to do it in the right way. Most of the time, you can't say what's on your mind not because you're afraid, but because no one has taught you how. Lyle Lowndes gave each of the 92 techniques in how to talk to anyone a clever name. After reading this summary, you'll know how to make people love you, look real and trustworthy, break into a crowd, and talk like a VIP. What do you think the accidental adulation or scramble therapy techniques are trying to do? Every chapter has 4 to 5 tips to help you talk to people better and get them to do what you want, sometimes without even saying what you want. Before we start with the first idea, make sure you check our app Morphosis after the video. Our app delivers key insights from nonfiction books in easy-to-digest animated summaries. We have a 7-day free trial link in the description below. Also, like and subscribe if you want to see more summaries like this. Idea 1. People need to know you like them. Before you can talk to anyone, you have to figure out what makes them want to talk to you. Lowndes says that if people know you like them, they will only want to talk to you. This is because in a social or professional setting, everyone wants to feel loved, valued, and good about themselves. Lowndes says that all social interactions are driven by the need to be liked. People feel self-conscious when they don't know if you like them or not. This makes them feel awkward, and they find it hard to talk to you. On the other hand, they feel comfortable around you and enjoy your company when they know you like them. They like you because you make it easy for them to feel good about themselves. Even though it sounds easy, many people find it hard to show people they like them because they let their discomfort get in the way. You also want the person you meet to like you. This can cause discomfort and a fear of rejection, which according to Lowndes has a self-fulfilling effect. The more uncomfortable you feel, the more likely you are to unconsciously send out verbal and nonverbal "I don't like you" signals, turning away the very people you want to talk to. Lowndes suggests a simple way to get over your anxiety and show the people you want to talk to that you are open to conversation. Focus less on how you want to feel and more on how you want them to feel. This means being aware of the verbal and nonverbal signals you're sending out. We'll talk more about these signals in the rest of this guide. Idea 2. How to speak like a celebrity. In the 1930s, the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching and the Carnegie Institute of Technology did research that found that about 85% of a person's success is due to how well they can communicate. Find out what a group is doing with "what do you do not." Don't be brave enough to ask, "so what do you do?" Try to say, "how do you spend most of your time?" in a roundabout way. The first one makes it clear that you are not part of the group. The second one, on the other hand, suggests that you already know the basics about those people and want to know more about them. How do you answer "what do you do?" Nutshell resume. Take a cue from how top managers who are looking for jobs change their resumes for each job they apply for. Tell each person something different about your work life. Before you answer the question, "what do you do?" try to figure out what the person might be interested in hearing. Always think about how the other person could benefit from your work experience. When you meet someone you like or who might become a friend, make your life sound fun. Tell your story in a unique way to anyone who asks, no matter where you go. Lyle Lowndes. Your personal thesaurus will help you sound smarter than you are. Look up some of the words you use often in a thesaurus. Try out a few new words to see if they fit with the words you already know. If they sound great, you should start making new ones. Only 50 words make the difference between a rich person's creative vocabulary and a middle-of-the-road person's. Change some of the words you use most often for 2 months and you'll be in the top tier of language users. Think about words like good, pretty, nice, and smart that are often used too much. Then grab a thesaurus and start replacing them. Idea 3. Here's how to show the other person how much you two are alike. People mix and mingle with different kinds of people, which is something birds and animals don't do. We choose people based on how we feel around them and if they like us back. How do they do it? People who care about the same things as us are the ones we like best. Lyle Lowndes. Make them feel like you're in the same class as them. Watch how other people move and gesture in a way that is respectful and not creepy. Do they look expensive, cheap, fast, or slow? As you do this, imagine that you are watching a dance teacher who's showing you how to move. Watch how your partner moves and then try to get in tune with them. They'll feel more at ease around you. Make them feel like you are part of their family. Use what they say, not what you say. Pay close attention to the words they use. What nouns, adjectives, and verbs do they use? Choose some of them and use them in your speech. When your partner hears these words, they'll feel like you know and understand each other and have the same values and attitudes. Tell them what you want, potent imaging. Talk about what your listener likes to do, such as sailing, swimming, reading, and so on. Everyone likes something. Use some of the language that is used in that field or the right terms. Learn to understand, hire empathizers. Do you say, yeah, mom, or something similar to show that you agree? Even though that shows that you agree, doesn't make the other person want to talk more. Say things like, I see what you mean, or that's a great thing to say, instead of, These kinds of phrases make them want to keep talking. Idea 4. Use nonverbal cues to make a good first impression. Pay attention to your body language and other nonverbal cues if you want to learn how to talk to anyone well. Since Lam's main goal is to help you talk to anyone, you might be wondering why body language is so important. Lowndes says that these silent signals make up more than 80% of how people react to you when they meet you for the first time. In this first part of the guide, we'll talk about how your body language affects how other people see you. Then we'll talk about some nonverbal ways you can make yourself seem friendlier and more attractive. Your body language says everything there is to know about you. Lowndes says that you have a gut feeling about everyone you meet within a few seconds of meeting them. Before someone says her first word, you've already made assumptions about her personality, feelings, level of confidence, and social or professional status. The most important thing is that you've already decided if she's the kind of person you want to hang out with. As soon as they see you, people make assumptions about whether or not they want to talk to you. What gives these ideas their foundation? Lowndes says it's your body language, which includes things like your posture, how relaxed you look, how you smile, and how you make eye contact. Whether you are aware of it or not, your body language is always sending out messages about how you feel. Idea 5, 11 types of body language. In her book Cues, Vanasiv and Edwards adds to what Lowndes said about nonverbal cues by saying that there are 11 different kinds of body language, each of which sends a message about how you feel. There are 7 universal microexpressions that show what you're really feeling. Body proxemics. The way you move around shows a lot about what you like and how nervous you are. Hand gestures. The way you use your hands to show how you feel, tell a story, or comfort yourself can tell a lot about you. Ornaments, your clothes and accessories, as well as how you use them, show how you talk with your body. Interest, you let people know you're interested in them in both subtle and obvious ways, like by flicking your hair or smiling. Eye gaze, the way you move your eyes shows what you're thinking and feeling, such as attraction, doubt, or stress. Pacifying. These are repetitive actions that help you feel better after something bad has happened, like rubbing your arms or bouncing your feet. Haptics. The way you use touch to express yourself shows what you like. For instance, if you chose to pat someone on the shoulder or give them a hug. Blocking. These signs make it hard for others to get through. Touching your mouth or folding your arms are two examples. Even when no one is listening to what you say, the pitch and tone of your voice show how sure you are or how worried you are. People use more than 800 signs instead of words, like giving a thumbs up to show that they agree. Your cues will depend on your culture and where you live. Idea 6, technique number 1, stand tall. Lowndes says that people see bad posture as a sign that they are not welcome. If you're trying to hide your body by slouching, it means you feel insecure or ashamed and don't want to be approached. On the other hand, good posture is seen as a sign of friendliness because it shows that you are proud and sure of yourself and have nothing to hide. This makes them think you're a successful person who deserves to be noticed. Idea 7. Method number 2. Relax and get rid of any physical obstacles. Lowndes says that people take fidgeting and guarded movements as signs of insincerity because they make you look suspicious and defensive. Fidgety actions, like shuffling your feet or touching your face, look like you're uncomfortable, tense, or just plain bored. Guarded movements, like folding your arms or holding something in front of your body, are another way to show that you are uncomfortable. Also, they make it look like you are putting up walls between yourself and other people. Lowndes says that on the other hand, people see a relaxed and open posture as a sign of an honest and friendly personality because it shows that you are calm, not afraid of looking weak, because you have nothing to hide and easy to talk to. Keep your arms loosely at your sides with your palms and wrists facing up. This will make you look calm, sure of yourself, and trustworthy. When people you want to talk to come up to you, turn your whole body toward them to show that they have your full attention. This shows that you're happy to be with them and makes them feel at ease. Idea 8. 18 Fidgety and Guarded Movement to Avoid. The author of Getting Back to Happy, Mark Chernoff, goes into more detail about what Lowndes says about fidgety and guarded movements. He gives a list of 18 things you shouldn't do when you want to talk to someone and explains what each one means. Holding things in front of your body. This shows that you are shy, resistant, or want to be alone. Instead, carry things next to you. Checking the time or looking at your fingernails is a strong sign that you are bored. When you pick lint off your clothes while talking to someone, it means you don't like their ideas and don't feel comfortable giving an honest opinion. When you stroke your chin while looking at someone, it shows that you have an opinion about that person. When you touch your face during a conversation, especially your nose or mouth, it shows that you are lying. Leaning away from someone shows that you don't like or care about them, especially when you're sitting at a table with them. Resting your hands behind your head or on your hips. This shows that you are superior or arrogant, and you should only do it around close friends or family. Not facing the person you're talking to straight on. This shows that they are uncomfortable, not interested, and not committed to the conversation. When you cross your arms, it shows defensiveness and sometimes egotism. Keep your arms open and by your sides at all times. Scratching the back of your head and neck. This is a sign of doubt and could be a sign of lying. If you fiddle with the collar of your shirt, it means you are very uncomfortable and nervous. If you cross your hands over your genitalia, it means you feel nervous and exposed. It also makes your shoulders move forward, which makes you look smaller and weaker. Putting your head up on your hands. This is a sign of being bored. Put your hands down on the table and don't move them. If you wipe your sweaty hands on your clothes, it means you're very nervous. If you're sitting on the edge of your chair, it means you're both mentally and physically unhappy. If you tap your feet and fingers, it means you are stressed, impatient, or bored. Fidgeting with small things. This is a sign of anxiety or not being ready. If you shift your weight from one foot to the other, it means you're both mentally and physically uncomfortable and ready to leave the conversation. Idea 9. Smooth introductions and familiar gestures lead to good conversations. Before you meet someone for the first time, you might worry, what if we don't have anything in common? Or, what are we going to talk about? Lucky for you, you'll often find that all it takes to start a good conversation is a smooth introduction. The easiest way to make that introduction is to ask a mutual friend or the person in charge of the event you're at to do it. You could also ask them a few questions about the mysterious stranger to get the conversation going yourself. Lastly, you can hang out near the stranger, listen to what they are saying, and look for a chance to join in. One classic way to get people to talk to you is to bring something with you that can break the ice or start a conversation, like an old pocket watch or a one-of-a-kind purse. This gives someone a chance to ask, "Where did you get that?" Before you know it, you'll be talking like you've known each other forever. If you're the one in charge of the meeting, you can make things go more smoothly by introducing everyone and telling them one or two interesting things about themselves. So, everyone can ask a follow-up question and get the conversation going. Once you've met everyone and the conversation has started, you can pay attention to how you act. No one wants to be in a conversation with someone who goes on and on about a boring story that never seems to end. So if you don't want to do this to other people, pay close attention to what they say and how they respond. If you try to match their mood and tone of voice, people are more likely to listen and be interested. For example, if they smile and move around, you should do the same, or try to fit in if the mood is sad and people are leaning back in their chairs. When you see a chance to join a conversation, it's best to be sure of what you're going to say and have a good attitude. This is even more important than the words you use, as long as you don't say anything rude, unpleasant, or that could be seen as a complaint, as this would make a bad first impression. Idea 10. Master the art of small talk by opening conversational doors and keeping people talking. You might think that small talk doesn't matter and is a waste of time, but you couldn't be more wrong. Small talk can make a big difference in business and in your personal life. It can help you win someone over or scare them away. If you don't know how to make small talk, try to think of questions you might be asked. When you're getting to know someone, what questions you always ask? Most likely, they'll ask you where you're from or what you do. Because these questions are always asked, people often give answers that are dull, short, and not very interesting. So instead of giving one-word answers like London or marketing, be ready to explain. Keep the conversation going by saying something interesting or telling a story that leads to a new topic. For instance, if you're from Washington, D.C., you could say that it was planned by the same person who planned Paris. This could make people want to talk more about traveling. Focus on being a good listener and knowing how to keep your partner talking is another winning tip. Even though it seems counterintuitive, one of the best ways to make people think you're a great conversationalist is to say very little and keep the focus on your conversation partner. This way, they'll be too busy talking and flattered by your interest to notice that you aren't saying much. A common way to keep someone talking is to take their pauses as a chance to repeat what they just said in a way that puts the ball back in their court. Keeping someone talking can lead them to tell you all kinds of interesting things. Find out who in the group has a great story and give him a proper introduction. This is a simple way to get praise in a conversation. This is fun for everyone in the group, and the person who tells the story will probably be glad that you gave them the chance to shine. Just make sure the story is appropriate and wasn't told to you in confidence, because if it wasn't, this strategy could backfire in an awkward way. You should also try not to say things that will make you look bad when you talk. When people are getting to know each other better, they often want to tell something personal or show a weakness. It's wrong to do this. If the person isn't already very impressed with you, telling them a secret will probably just make them wonder what else you're keeping from them. Idea 11. Build rapport through imitating, empathizing, and acting like a close friend. People tend to like those with whom they have things in common. This is a fact about people that can be helpful to remember. You can use this to your advantage by pointing out the things you have in common with the person you're trying to impress. The saying, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, can help you get along better with other people. Where do they go? Are they careful and slow? Or are they tense and jumpy? When you move in the same way as someone else, they'll feel more at ease around you, even if they don't know why. In the same way, try to use the same words and phrases that they do. For example, if someone tells you they work for an ad agency, take note that they didn't say they work for a company or a firm, and do the same. You can take this a step further by using words that relate to their interests. If they like baseball, you could help them hit a home run, and if they like boating, you could make them part of the crew. Using empathizers instead of ums is another way to build rapport. When people talk to us, we often respond with one-word mumbles like huh, yep, or just to show that we're listening. But if you want to make a good impression, use full sentences like that was the right thing to do, or I see why you did that to show that you're really listening. This will show your partner that you really get what they are saying. Using the words we and us is another great way to get to know someone better and quickly move from being just acquaintances to close friends. Most of the time, these words are only used when talking about close friends and partners. If you use these words around someone you want to become a close friend, you will speed up the process. So instead of asking, what do you think of the new mayor? Try, how do you think we'll do with the new mayor? Last, learn to make inside jokes. They are the foundation of any close friendship or relationship. If you want to get close to someone quickly, remember when you both laughed at something funny and bring it up again later. Suddenly, the two of you will have a shared history that will be easy to remember. Idea 13, technique number 4. Pretend you're already close friends. Allow me to suggest a way to trick your body into sending out positive messages on its own. Pretend you already know the people you want to talk to very well. She says that you can only feel and show discomfort when you don't know how other people will react to you. But if you imagine that you are already close friends, you get rid of this uncertainty and feel more at ease and comfortable around other people. Lam says that pretending to like someone feels so good that it turns into real affection over time. Even though you're just pretending to like them at first, you're sending them signals that put them at ease, which makes them more likely to like you and act warmly toward you. This makes you want to like them, which makes the conversation really easy and fun. There are two ways to trick yourself into sending out good vibes. Many people who work in self-help agree with Lam's idea that imagining the result you want from your meeting, a close friendship, will make you act in ways that make it happen. But how can you trick yourself into thinking you're friends with someone when you're not? Self-help experts offer a number of ways to do this. Joseph Murphy says in his book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, that you should first think about how you want other people to see you. Then, no matter how they act, think about them this way. For example, if you want people to say nice things about you, think nice things about other people. Murphy agrees with Lowndes that people will naturally pick up on your good thoughts and reflect them back to you. Idea 14. For career success, it's crucial to sound professional. If you want to get ahead in your career, you might be looking for ways to impress your boss and move your career forward. One important way to do this is to always sound professional. First, when you talk to your boss, get right to the point. People who are important don't have time to go around the subject. Also, try to keep your subject's attention while you talk. When you start a sentence with you, the person listening is more likely to pay attention to what comes next. In the same way, when you're thinking about how to tell someone bad news, think about what they're likely to say and try to predict it in your message. For example, if you think they'll be happy to hear the news, tell them with a smile. If the news is bad, give them a kind sigh and tell them. Also think about what might be interesting to the listener. When you meet a potential client, don't just tell them what you do for people and your job title. Say, I organize people's finances and find new ways for them to save money. If you're an accountant, if you're a hairdresser, Talk about how your job lets you find the perfect cut that fits the face and personality of a client. But trying to sound professional has its own problems, just like any other kind of communication. Here are some of the most popular. First, if you find out that you and someone else have something in common, don't say, "Oh wow, me too." The professional thing to do is to stay calm and let the truth come out as the conversation goes on. Your calmness will definitely impress the other person. Second, you should never, ever use a cliche. Third, don't ask people what they do for a living. Ask them something like, "How do you spend most of your time?" Some people don't like talking about their jobs, but they're happy to talk about what they're really interested in. Lastly, keep in mind that professionals don't tease, embarrass, or make jokes about other people. Idea 15. Make the most of every party by making a good first impression and taking the lead. A lot of people go to parties just to have fun. Even though there's nothing wrong with that, you could also try to do more. Here are some tips on how to meet and impress the important people who will be there. Again, the first impression is the only one that matters. You may have heard that pop stars have great stage presence. You can have the same pull and get everyone's attention by getting ready and knowing how to walk into a room. An entrance that makes an impact is easy to do. Stop at the door and look around the room before going in. Once you've looked around and decided that the place looks good, you can smile and go inside. People who are there are sure to be impressed by this kind of dramatic entrance. Once you're inside, you should take the lead and go straight to the most interesting person there. If you stand around and wait for people to come to you, you might be a wallflower the whole night and miss out on meeting the people who make things happen. When you have someone's full attention, it's time to put everything you've learned so far to use. Here's an extra tip. Be aware of what you do with your hands. Don't show your knuckles or the back of your hand, which could be seen as threatening. Instead, stand with your arms open and your palms facing outward. Remember to listen and make mental notes of what the other person is saying, as it may come in handy later. This includes any personal information they might share and anything else they think is important. If you talk about one of these things at your next meeting, you're sure to make a good impression. Idea 12, technique number 3. Delay your smiles and maintain eye contact. Laomi says that people don't respond well to quick, instinctive smiles because they see them as impersonal and think you're smiling everyone you see. This makes them act in the same way by acting detached or far away. Laomi says that not making eye contact is another thing that turns people off. Others see it as a sign that you're either busy or not feeling well, which makes it hard for them to get close to you emotionally. Laomi says that if you want people to be nice to you, you shouldn't smile quickly at everyone you meet. Instead, look the person in the eyes, pause for a moment, and then smile big and warm while keeping your eyes on them. People will think you're smiling just for them because of the delay, and they'll know right away that you're glad to see them. Try to keep a comfortable amount of eye contact with the person as you talk to show that you are interested in what they have to say. Find out more about how we read people's faces. Research backs up what Laun says about how people respond to your smile and eye contact. The following facts give you more information about what your face says about you. Real smiles not only get people to relax, but they can also make people happier in two ways. Scientists have shown that when you see other people smile, your brain automatically notices and reacts to it. So it makes sense that if you smile first, you're more likely to get a real, warm smile back. Endorphins are chemicals that make you feel good. When you smile, neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin are released. Since smiling is contagious, when you smile, it makes other people smile, which changes their body chemistry and makes them feel happier. Also, research shows that if you like someone, you should not only look at them, but you should also avoid making these eye movements. When you narrow your eyes, it means you don't like the person you're talking to or what they're saying. When you look down when you're around other people, it shows that you're not interested and can sometimes be seen as arrogance. Blinking quickly, this is a sign of anxiety. This is a sign of aggression and is often done right before a fight. Lastly, you can say things with more than just your eyes. You can also say things with your eyebrows. During a conversation, a quick lift of the eyebrows means yes. It can show that someone has noticed, is interested, likes, approves, agrees, or is thankful. If you like someone, flash your eyebrows quickly, and then smile warmly. Just before you say something, raise your eyebrows to get someone to pay attention. When you do this and make eye contact 30% of the time, people will remember more. Auchlet, sum it all up. These are all the main ideas of the book How to Talk to Anyone. Idea 1. People need to know you like them. Idea 2. How to speak like a celebrity. Idea 3. Here's how to show the other person how much you two are alike. Idea 4. Use nonverbal cues to make a good first impression. Idea 5. 11 types of body language. Idea 6. Technique number 1. Stand tall. Idea 7. Method number 2. Relax and get rid of any physical obstacles. Idea 8. 18 fidgety and guarded movement to avoid. Idea 9. Smooth introductions and familiar gestures lead to good conversations. Idea 10. Master the art of small talk by opening conversational doors and keeping people talking. Idea 11. Build rapport through imitating, empathizing, and acting like a close friend. Idea 12. Technique number 3. Delay your smiles and maintain eye contact. Idea 13. Technique number 4. Pretend you're already close friends. Idea 14. For career success, it's crucial to sound professional. Idea 15. Make the most of every party by making a good first impression and taking the lead. Love this book's summary? Watch more on our app. If you find that reading is becoming a chore, then you need Morphosis. Our app delivers key insights from nonfiction books in easy-to-digest animated summaries. With our 7-day free trial, there's nothing to lose. Get the knowledge you need without hours of reading. Start your free trial today by clicking the link in the description below.